In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. I want to tell you a few words on the chrismation or the sacrament of the holy oil. The anointment with the holy oil, Sir al-Mayrun, sometimes we call it the Mayrun, or the holy oil, or the sacrament of confirmation. It's important for you as a preacher to know what is the importance of this sacrament and what is the role of the Holy Spirit in salvation, and when you should present the Holy Spirit to the guy you're speaking to. So this is important. We started last week with the story of baptism, when you push the guy to be baptized after some time of catechumens, and now we are going forward to know some verses from the Bible and ideas about the Holy Spirit or sacrament of Mayrun. It was written in Corinthians, the second letter to Corinthians, chapter 1, for all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Now He who established us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God. So the term of anointment came in the words of St. Paul. He who established us with you in Christ. So the Holy Spirit brings all of us together in one body, in a membership together. This is the function or the role of the Holy Spirit. And this is started by being anointed. Yani al-Mayrun, when you take the sacrament of Mayrun, you become now a member in the holy body of Christ, and now you can fill the others with the Holy Spirit you share with others. Also it's written, you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. لَكُمْ مِسْحَ مِنَ الْقُدُّوسِ وَتَعْلَمُونَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. So the word مِسْحَ or anointment is a biblical word, and we know this word comes from the Old Testament when the kings were anointed to be Messiah or مسيح الرب. So this sacrament of anointment is as old as the Old Testament, but this gift was given only to the kings, prophets and priests, not given to the whole congregation. Nowadays in the New Testament, in the New Church, we are all gifted with the Holy Spirit. So as if we are equal to the kings of the Old Testament or the prophets of the Old Testament. We have the same power, but the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament just push them to do their function, their role, and Holy Spirit may leave the guy if he went away from his mission. You know, the Holy Spirit left Saul. فاكرين شاول شاول الملك. The Holy Spirit left Saul because he was not as good as predicted by God or by the people. Also, we have to know the difference between baptism and Mayrun. In baptism, a personal participation in the death and resurrection of Christ. You die with Christ and you been raised with Christ in baptism. So in baptism, but in chrismation, a personal participation in the coming of the Holy Spirit, like you are taking the whole gift of the Pentecost. Al-Ansara. So you are gifted with the Holy Spirit after being raised with Christ. This is the same sequence happened to the church. After death of our Lord and resurrection and ascension, then the Holy Spirit came over the church. So we are taking the gift of the Holy Spirit as a crown to the gifts of baptism. By chrismation we become members of the laos. Laos means shab. You know the word of liturgy. Liturgy comes from the Greek word of laos. Laos means the people or congregation, and ergi means the work. So the word of liturgy comes from work of the people or mission of the people. This is the word of liturgy. So when we say Kyrie eleison, lady sharp, so you are now part of the laos, you are part of the congregation, member of the church with the Holy Spirit gift. These meanings I should present to anyone before being baptized and anointed. You understand? So I'm telling you this lecture so you can know that before pushing anyone to be baptized, you should teach him what is the Holy Spirit, what is this gift, and what its role in your life, and how much you will be gifted with this one. In Genesis chapter 2, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Look to this. Our Lord created man from the dust. But after making the body, creating man, he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. So the same applies to our new life now. After being created again in baptism, the Lord, through the priest, his steward, Wakil Allah, put the Holy Spirit, the new breath, into his nostrils with the holy myrrh. And man became a living being. So you can enjoy the new life with the Holy Spirit after this sacrament. So in baptism, the death and a resurrection, the holy myrrh is the breath of the new life. Now you know the difference, okay? If baptism is the new creation, the Holy Spirit comes at the new breath or the new life given after creation. The secret of the new life, you can see in Acts number chapter 2, that Peter said to them, repent. When St. Peter was asked, what can we do, after they listened to his sermon on the Pentecost, St. Peter was giving his sermon to 3,000 people. After finishing his words, he was asked what to do to gain Christ, to gain salvation, what should we do? He said, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus. You know, by being asked, so they believed. So he made sure that they believe now. So the second condition, if you remember the lecture of baptism, they should repent. So by believing and repentance, now they can be baptized. So he asked them, just repent and then being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So this is the sequence: belief, repent, baptism, and Holy Spirit. This is the sequence you should put in mind while dealing with any non-believer. You work on his belief and then his repentance, and now how to accept the idea of baptism and being baptized, and lastly the gift of the Holy Spirit. Also, the gift of the Holy Spirit were also named the seal يعني الختمة, the seal, and also they call it the sacrament of confirmation. And I will pray the Father and he will give you another helper. These are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ on his last night before dying with few hours. I will pray the Father and he will give you another helper. He may abide with you forever. Look to this. He will abide with you forever. So the gift of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament, in our new church, Holy Spirit never leave any believer. After being baptized and taking the Holy Spirit will never leave you. You may quench or tutfi Ruh al-Qudus. You may resist his power. You may tahzan Ruh al-Qudus. But he will never leave you. He will either share you your salvation or witness against you in the day of condemnation. Also written in John chapter 1, John bore witness saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. You know, in Arabic or in Greek, the word is yamkus. Yamkus is a good verb of staying along, staying forever. So the Holy Spirit will stay inside your heart, and now you are a temple of God. Whatever you do, either you respect the temple and you live the holy life, or you dishonor the temple and now you are condemned from God. Also written in Corinthians chapter 1, the second letter, we who also had sealed us, sealed like stamping, and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. One of the terms given to the Holy Spirit, it's a guarantee. Now, as far as you are living with the Holy Spirit, you are credited, you are guaranteed to take the kingdom of heaven because of the Holy Spirit living inside you. But you should live with the Holy Spirit. As far as you are living with the Holy Spirit, now you are going to heaven. This sacrament of Myron was earlier in the early church, was giving with the laying of the hands. You know, in the early church, they were not using the Myron. They started by using the hands of the old bishops or the apostles. This was clear in Acts number chapter 19. He said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? So they said to him, we have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. You know, these people living in Ephesus were accepted the faith and repent, and they had baptism, but they did not know the power of the Holy Spirit. They did not get the gift of laying the hands of apostles. They did not get the Myron. This was some problems of the early church. So they were asked, into what then were you baptized? So they said, into John's baptism. You know, the beliefs were not complete. They believed that the baptism of Saint John is still valid. Then Paul said, John indeed baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him. That's on Christ Jesus. When they heard that, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, and when Paul had laid hands on them, so Saint Paul now is a bishop, you know, or an apostle, the Holy Spirit came upon them and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Also, the laying of the hands was clear in Acts chapter 8 with the story of Philip and Samaria. You remember the story? When the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, who when they had come down prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet he had fallen upon none of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they had laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit, related to Saint Peter and Saint John. So they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, but not given the Holy Spirit, because this gift was related only to the apostles in the early church. Also the same clear in the same chapter, when Simon saw that through the laying on the apostles' hands was given, the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money saying, give me this power also, that anyone on whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit. Also in the first epistle of Saint John, he was saying, you have an anointing from the Holy One, لكم مسحة من القدوس, and you then know all things. So the Holy Spirit inside your heart can tell you what to do and what not to do through praying, through obeying the words of God, through obeying the church. The Holy Spirit can guide your way to the kingdom of heaven. So you are not going to be deceived, because the Holy Spirit will guide your way forward to the kingdom of heaven. Also written, has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our heart as the guarantee. The anointing which you have received from Him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, because at that time there are many wrong teachers or those who deceive the church. So he was saying, you do not need to be taught much, because the Holy Spirit inside you can teach you the right. And the same anointing teaches us concerning all things, and it is true. It's and is not a lie. The Holy Spirit is not, you know, like a lie, is not an imaginary power. No, He is a real person living in you. The Holy Spirit is a person. According to the Orthodox theology, we believe the Holy Spirit is a real person living inside you. So you can speak with the Holy Spirit. You know, in our praying, we may say, the Holy Spirit, please dwell in me and sanctify me. I am talking to the Holy Spirit living inside me. So He is not a lie. Just as it has taught you, you will abide in Him. You know, in the act or the order of christenation, anointing with 36 cross signs, we crucify the البيبي يعني اللي هيتعمد with 36 crossings, a mixture of four, it was made by 42 sweet smelling substance and pure olive oils, all related to the coffin of our Lord Jesus Christ. We started, you know, with the forehead, as if we are saying, plead the Holy Spirit, sanctify the mind of this guy. And then to the eyes, plead the Holy Spirit, make his eyes holy. And to the ears, let him listen to the word of God. To the nostrils, let him be the smell of Christ. And to the mouth, let him speak the word of God. And then to the all the mafasil, joints of the upper limbs, here six and here six, as if let him do the will of God. And on the heart, two in the front and two in the back, make him stand steady in the Lord's mission. And finally to the lower limbs on each joint, another six on each limb, so it's like 36 if you count them. Eight on the head, like a cross this way, so we are crossing the head to sanctify the head, the mind and the senses. Also we crucify the heart and the abdomen, so we are sanctified the whole body. And the limbs, the four limbs multiply by six, we are sanctified the will and the work of this man. So the Holy Spirit is the seal given to the guy, so he will live holy according to the will of the Holy Spirit. Again here, sanctify the mind, the will. Do you know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If you attend any mass of sanctifying the temple, that Shin El Hekel, you will see our Pope or the Bishop put the holy ointment all over the areas of the temple, of the sanctuary. So this is the same applied to each one who are baptized, getting filled with the Holy Spirit. So now we having the Holy Spirit. We all have the Holy Spirit because we got the baptism gift and the Myron gift. But this does not mean that we are obliged, compelled to do the will of God. No, we still have the will. So either we go with the will of the Holy Spirit living inside, or we stand against the will of God. So you either resist the sound coming from inside, do the will of God, or you stand resisting this voice of God. So the voice is inside your heart. So that's why St. Paul was saying, do not quench the Spirit, quench Yitfi. don't quench the spirit. So it's like a fire. Let the fire be strong always. Also written in Ephesians chapter 4, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Don't grieve him. Yani you are like, make the Holy Spirit happy when you live with the will of God, when you are doing the commandments of God, or the Holy Spirit stand grieved inside you, like somebody living in your home but he is always upset because you are always doing the bad deeds against his will. So do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. You have the stamp, the seal that you are man of God. So please, let him stand with you in the day of condemnation, in the day of redemption. The last day, the Holy Spirit will say, this man was holy. This man was following my voice. He was following my commandments. I was telling him the truth from his heart, and he was doing what I want. Understand? So the Holy Spirit living inside, you should respect, you should enjoy the power of the Holy Spirit, you should live sharika. You know the word we use? Sharing the Holy Spirit. So we are sharing life together. The Holy Spirit is much nearer to me than my wife, than my children, because he shared my spirit. He shared me all the time. So I always live with the Holy Spirit now as a new man. Also it was written, be filled with the Spirit. Imtali'u bil-ruh. So we still have some role to do, that we ask for his dwelling to be filled always. The Holy Spirit is inside, but we are in continuous dynamic refilling of the Holy Spirit. By praying, by obeying the word of God, by getting the communion, by confessing our sins, by coming nearer to God, by always we are in a dynamic act of filling our heart with the Spirit, or with the acts of the Spirit. Lastly, I will finish with two different words related to the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You should know the difference between the two terms. The fruit is not the gifts. The fruit was clear in Galatians chapter 5. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. Okay? I think you know this verse. These are the fruit. So the fruit are, we should all seek the fruit. You should look for the love out of the Holy Spirit inside of you. I mean, we are living, looking at the fruits in our life. We should share these kinds of fruits, all of us. But the gifts, you will know the difference. You may be gifted with one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and somebody else are not gifted with this gift. So the fruits, we are all asked to have fruit in our life. Also said, I say then, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So the first fruit of the filling of the Spirit, that you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You will stop sinning, simply. It's a kind of fruitful life. When the Holy Spirit works inside you strongly, you will stop being angry. You will stop condemning others. You will stop looking bad looking. You will stop thinking in a bad way, because the Holy Spirit is covering the whole mind and heart. So this is the first fruit. And afterwards you will be filled with love, long-suffering, kindness, whatever. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. So by being loving, you will be more loving person. By being kind, you will be more kind, with the help of the Holy Spirit. So our way to the heaven is always open for more fruitful life. But the gifts of the Holy Spirit is different. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols, however you were led. Therefore I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. By the way, this is important. The Holy Spirit help the coming person to believe, to believe. So the Holy Spirit works even with the non-believers just to put them into belief, because they cannot say Lord Jesus Christ is a real God, is the only God, without the help of the Holy Spirit. It's like kind of enlightenment. I think enlightenment, yani بنور عقلهم, so they can say I believe in Jesus Christ as real God. Okay, there are diversities of gifts but the same Spirit. So one of you may sing good songs, one of you may preach in a good preaching, one of you may have the gift of management of the church. These gifts are different, but we all gifted with the Holy Spirit. So here the differences. In the first idea, there are no differences. If we are spiritual, we should all have love, kindness, long-suffering. But also being spiritual, we are gifted in a different way. Also written in the same chapter, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. So the Holy Spirit become manifested in some different from others, but the profit for all, for the sake of the growth of the church, we all gifted different gifts. Also in the Corinthians 13, the famous chapter, that he was saying, I speak with tongues. This is kind of gifts. We are not speaking with tongues now. And of angel, of men of angels, but have not love. Love is a fruit. Understand the idea? Love is a fruit, but speaking tongues is a gift. What is the important one? The important one is love. You understand? If you speak tongues and you don't have love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. العربي أسهل. نحاسا يطن وصنقا يرن. برضو مش أسهل. And though I have the gift of prophecy, if I have a gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries, this kind of gift, and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, these are gifts, okay? And have not love, I am nothing. You got the idea? So we should look for the fruits, not the gifts, okay? We should measure ourselves, evaluate ourselves on the fruits, not on the gifts. The gifts come from above, related to the will and plans of our Lord, but the fruits is our struggle for every day's life. And lastly, I would say blaspheming the Holy Spirit, تكديف على الروح القدس. What is this meaning? What is the meaning of blaspheming the Holy Spirit? Here was said by the Lord, and anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him by repentance and belief. But to him who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When you go back to the forefathers, they spend time explaining what is the meaning of blaspheming the Holy Spirit. And they put it in these three ideas. Blaspheming the Holy Spirit, which is the sin never forgiven, is either rejecting repentance till the end of your life, or rejecting the faith till the end of your life, or rejecting love till the end of your life. By doing any of this, you are blaspheming the Holy Spirit, because you are rejecting the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps you to repent, helps you to believe, helps you to love. So by continuous rejecting the acts of the Holy Spirit till the end of your life, now you are blaspheming the Holy Spirit, so you are condemned forever. You got the idea? عشان كده بقول till the end ليه. If any times one repent, then the work of the Holy Spirit started dynamically to work, so he is not blaspheming the Holy Spirit. If he went back, if he came back to our belief, if some guy left the faith, denied the Lord Jesus Christ, if he repent, so the work of Holy Spirit is still there, so he is not blaspheming the Holy Spirit. But if he died denying our Lord, so he rejected faith till the end, now he is under this title, blaspheming the Holy Spirit. Did you get the next slide? Test the Spirit. Lastly, I would say, not all the passion inside the heart comes from the Holy Spirit. Not all the enthusiasm may come out of your heart is related to the Holy Spirit. That's why it was written in the Bible, please test the Spirit. Which means, don't say, the Spirit says, he might not be the Spirit. Might come out of your mind, out of your desires, out of your imagination. So please test the Spirit. I'll tell you, he turned and rebuked them. You know, our Lord Jesus Christ was walking with his disciples, and Samaria rejected him at the time in Luke number chapter 9. So St. John and St. James came to him saying, let us bring fire on them, as Elijah did before. So our Lord Jesus Christ, so they were, you know, very passionate, because they insulted their Lord. But our Lord said, rebuking them, you do not know what manner of spirit you are of. بأي روح بتتكلموا. This is not the Holy Spirit. Even this is kind of passion, but this is not the Holy Spirit. That's why in St. John saying, beloved, do not believe every spirit. هنا تيجي الأنبياء الكذبة, you know. Do not believe every spirit. Test the spirit, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. So not all preaching are guided by the Holy Spirit. That's why there are thousands of denominations, and they may say that the Holy Spirit is saying, and they are saying different and antagonists in their words. How come the Holy Spirit will say some truth and say reverse of it? This is not accepted, you understand? So this is not all coming from the Holy Spirit. Just test the Spirit. Lastly, in Matthew chapter 7, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. فاكرين الحته دي؟ So the fruits, love, kindness, long-suffering, this samar ruh, is the real signs of spiritual people. So you just evaluate yourself on the fruits, not on the gifts, not how much you can speak. Many can speak the word of God, but not spiritual. Just examine yourself on the fruits. So you will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes, or figs from thistles? يعني هل يكتنون من العنب شوكا؟ يعني بيطلع حاجة غلط من حاجة صح. Lastly, I want to say that while preaching to the non-believers, we should preach the Holy Spirit. We are talking about God living in man. Holy Spirit is God living in man and guiding man's step to the kingdom of heaven. So this is the great gift given to humanity. So we preach the Holy Spirit, and we preach the sacrament of Myron at the key to the kingdom of heaven. Glory to God. Amen. I want to tell you one word on the homework of this week. Please search for the idea of evangelism in the following. These chapters you will find like either story or like a sermon. So you will pick the ideas of evangelism from the story or from the words of the prophet or whoever the the person. You got the idea? So the first chapter related to Elijah, Elisha. The second, Jonah, Yonan. The third was Ruth. So these are like stories. Esther, or Esther, yani, chapter 4. So these stories, you know, we will look at the stories from the point of evangelism. Okay? I'm happy with your homework. I know how much you make your effort, and the homeworks this semester are not easy.